What's going on this morning?
Good morning, Bradley Gilbert.
I'm telling y'all what.
What is going on in the world?
Man, I'm sitting outside in the driveway in the bus.
Just self-quarantining in the bus?
Well, no, it just feels like I'm on the road, you know?
Yeah, we're super bummed. We were supposed to see you out here at Toyota Arena. Now the show's been postponed.
Yeah, you know, I'll be completely honest with y'all. I love being home and spending time with family, but I've been a road dog over half my life. I don't really know how to do home for long periods of time very well. So I think I'm like everybody, just trying to make do with the uncertain and wishing I was getting to spend time with y'all and party up there with y'all. But hey, it is what it is, and we will get back up there as soon as humanly possible.
Do you find yourself just wanting to get in the bus and telling your bus driver, just drive me somewhere, let me sleep on the bus and make it feel like we're out and about?
We almost did the other day. We almost just went to the farm because it's still like quarantine. You know, there's nobody there. But I was scared that I might get out there and then if there was some type of lockdown, you know, if somebody tells me I can't get back home to see my kids, it'd probably be a problem.
Well, we're excited, though. We get to have a little virtual party with you tomorrow on your Fired Up Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're going to have some good times. I can't tell you who the surprise guest is, but it'll be funny. It'll be a good time.
So I gotta ask you about one of the challenges you did on Instagram, because everybody keeps trying to keep busy with these challenges, and you did the squat your dog challenge. But I got to call you out, though, because you gave your wife the bigger dog.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I did.
That's not, you know, fair.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what happened. So she's a little nervous around my bulldog. She's just not raised around them, you know. And, so they have to live up at my dad's house, which is right through the woods. But, you know, we have a quote-unquote family dog that is the golden retriever. So since my dogs have to live up at dad's, she's got to squat the family dog.
The giant dog. That thing was massive.
Yeah. He is not little. When I was old, 6 months old, his dad is 135 pounds. I mean, he's a tank himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, your new music video comes out today. Was this your concept, or how'd you come up with the music video?
It was, you know, between Scott Borchetta and I, and his wife, Sandy, and the director, Sean Silva, and it's definitely a brainchild. I think when you see the video, you'll know, like, yeah, he had a lot to do with this one. Just like, it's my dream day.
Ah, that sounds very interesting. I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah, it's just hot rods, motorcycles. It's like, there's a couple people getting tattooed.
What everybody's going to be doing, hopefully, a couple months from now.
Oh, yeah, no joke. We actually had two guys named the Ives Brothers come out, and they bring this thing called the Steel Ball of Death, and they get inside it on motorcycles. And I actually got in the ball with them while they're doing the little spins and flips and stuff. And it was pretty intense, man. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so that's the one where there's like a cage, and you're standing there, and inside the ball, the motorcycles are driving around you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it'll pucker you up a little bit.
Thanks so much for calling. We can't wait to see you when you come back out our way.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me this morning.
And we are going to be watching tomorrow.
That sounds good. We're looking forward to it.